Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe, right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we've got Keith Matsumoto. He's the program director over at PICTR, the Pacific International Center for High-Tech Research. And we also got Chad Kumabe. He's the president at Second Wave Technology, and they're all here to talk about the Pacific Alliance for Collaboration and Technology Conference that's coming up. Hey, I want to welcome you both to Bite Marks Cafe. They're in the studio with me live.
Nice being here. Nice being here. Thanks, Bert.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you guys here in the studio. And, you know, I'll start off with a little bit of maybe, Keith, you know, tell us a little bit about what you do at PICTR. And then how does this kind of roll into the conference? Don't get into the conference because we're going to get into more detail there later. But, you know, what is PICTR and its kind of involvement with pulling these companies together?
Okay, so PICTR is a 40-year-old nonprofit based in Hawaii. We've done a lot of technology development work in the state. In fact, we started the first dual-use incubation program in 2004.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, through the good graces of Senator Inoue, called the Hawaii Technology Development Venture. And we supported a lot of that activity here. And we're sort of playing on that experience in today's world, where we're continuing to do work with Hawaii companies through a program sponsored by the Hawaii Technology Development Corporation, or HTDC, but also the government of Japan, so the Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry, and the Japan External Trade Organization, or JETRO, where we're running what's called a JSTAR-X dual-use incubation program here in Hawaii.
And, you know, I've had Ian on talking about the JSTAR-X, and I had him on talking about the Hawaii Wave, and I like the evolution of, you know, it first becoming kind of just the Japan companies, but now there's kind of a component for the Hawaii companies. And Chad, this is a good chance for you to kind of share your involvement with this particular conference and Second Wave Technologies. You're one of the actual kind of like participants as part of the Hawaii Wave cohort.
Right. We're very fortunate to be part of this cohort. And we're really happy to be there and to be able to go to that PAC conference and present the things that we're working on.
And tell us a little bit about what Second Wave does.
So we have a platform, an AI solutions platform, workflow automation platform that uses agents. And we build special workflows for different types of industries. And we have an SBIR, actually, that we're actively working on to support mission planning for with the DoD. And that's one of the use cases and workflows that we are working on right now.
So from a layperson kind of understanding, what are some of the tools in the background that you're using that actually help to create these custom agents?
Yeah, so a lot of LLMs and a lot of the techniques that we use like knowledge bases and collecting those things, and just using a lot of techniques to gather information and analyze it and generate new information and fuse it together to create something very powerful, leveraging a lot of the AI capabilities that we have today.
Are you pretty much creating these custom LLMs?
No, so we don't create the custom LLMs. We have the capability to choose. There's so many good ones out there. You know, some of them are really big, some of them are smaller, and we have the ability to choose the right one to fits the use cases.
Great. Now, Keith, you know, the the PAC conference has been going on for a little while, right? Or maybe a long while. How long has it been going on? And there's a slight little kind of like redefinition of what PAC is.
Right. So this is the third year.
Okay.
The first couple of years were focused primarily on partnerships, and we did some focus on climate and technology. As you know, the current environment, the C word tends to not be very fashionable for certain parties.
And supportive, right? Supported.
But obviously it's an issue. But we've rebranded it primarily because we are focusing much more on the broader allied nation opportunities that Hawaii brings to the table, being geographically located here. But the one addition this year is we're bringing in a component dealing with a sister state, Alaska. And there's a lot of activity both involved with Indo-PACOM, so the U.S. Indo-PACOM here in Hawaii, but also NORTHCOM in the continental U.S., looking at really updating their infrastructure. So there's significant opportunities, we feel, for Hawaii-based companies to participate in those activities as well.
So you said that PICTER has been around for a while. In the days when Senator Inouye was around, I mean, there was a very, very active sort of dual-use kind of environment, right, that was created. And he was able to kind of direct some of the funds, you know, to Hawaii in the form of, you know, earmarks. I mean, there's still sort of a kind of an earmark, but, you know, it's a little bit, I don't know, maybe smaller in scope. Now, this particular effort that PICTER and the PAC conference, it's still in that realm of dual use, right? It's primarily trying to find the connection between these companies and some of the Department of War partners.
So let me clarify. I mean, PAC has a significant component involving the defense or Department of War.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the work is not, we're not making weapons. We're not making munitions. We're looking at logistical support, whether it's rebuilding bases, looking at information infrastructure, looking at manufacturing infrastructure, things that more true what we call dual use. So these are technologies that civilian companies bring to the table that can be applied in a military or for governmental uses, which is something that I think a lot of times we have capabilities in Hawaii that we tend to overlook. And that's the purpose of the Hawaii Wave program as well, is to open the door for commercial enterprises to participate in areas that perhaps the founders or owners don't really see as an opportunity.
Well, that's a great point, because when you think about dual use and think about, let's say, Department of Defense, you sort of automatically jump to, you know, weapons. But I'm glad you clarified that there's a lot of activity that, you know, these organizations, and it could be anyone from, you know, Marines, Air Force, Navy, all of them are going to require some of the processes that you just described. And companies may already be working in that. So you're not trying to pivot them into weapon building, right? Munitions, as an example.
Not at all.
Yeah, so I do want to kind of get a sense as to, like, the companies that you are involving with this particular cohort, yeah? So I want to give you a chance to talk about who is part of that cohort. We'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at this short break to continue our conversation with Keith Matsumoto, Program Director over at PICTER, and Chad Kumabe, President at Second Wave Technologies. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Keith Matsumoto, Program Director over at PICTER, and Chad Kumabe, President at Second Wave Technologies. And we're talking about this conference that's coming up called the Pacific Alliance for Collaboration and Technology. Now, right before the break, Keith, you were talking about some of the companies that are part of this particular cohort. And Chad, you're part of the Hawaii Wave cohort, right? And for Hawaii Wave, this is kind of like the first year that this is the first year that PICTER is putting a cohort together of Hawaii companies. So, you know, describe a little bit about the Hawaii Wave program.
Yeah, it's great. So,
It's easy for you to say great, because the guy who's the taskmaster is sitting right over
the
here.
The one that I see every week. Yeah. So, it truly is. What it really helps is, you know, us as builders, sometimes we tend to get into our little builder show. Mm-hmm. You know, I can sit in my little workshop and I'll be doing things. But the Hawaii Wave program really helped to immediately and you know, somewhat forcefully help us get out there and talk to other companies, talk to other business leaders, talk to mentors that have been through a lot of different experiences and that they can share that with us
like
every week. So every week we have somebody else, somebody that's coming in and talking to our companies. And our companies range, you know, we have a lot of different varieties. We have agriculture, we have, you know, AR, VR, we have, you know, all different types of like serious infrastructure, cables, you know, like there's a lot of different companies that are there, but we all learn from these different people that come in and they talk to us, and it gives us a really good chance to learn about other companies in the Hawaii ecosystem as well.
Well, you know, when you're in a startup and you're focused on building and delivering something, you can get really kind of almost myopic on what it is that you have to create. And sometimes these programs help to, like you said, widen your perspective.
You're right, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, in terms of the arrangement, I guess, to be a part of Hawaii Wave, is it like an accelerator, or is it, or maybe that's a key question. Are you guys, you're not investing in any of these companies, so it's not really an accelerator, but you're mentoring them in.
Yeah, in many respects, it's an incubation program.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're not, you know. A lot of it is through the good graces of HTDC. They're funding a lot of the efforts.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is, again, sweat capital that all these companies have to put in that time commitment. And, you know, it's we have a good group of cohort companies that show up every week, kind of put up with us asking them to do stuff that they normally don't want to do, like things called penta charts or capability statements. But a ways to really help them capture and summarize their company capabilities in simple form. And you know, we're going to have them do presentations, but also like one-minute pitches, which are all essential elements as part of this process of developing the capabilities to sell their technology.
Well, so in a way, I mean, it's similar to what some of the companies might go through accelerator, like Blue Startups.
Like Blue Startups, yeah. Yes.
But the process by which you're identifying things that they need to deliver, and Chad, I think you used the word forcibly. So you have a sense as to what it is that they need to create in order for them to be able to pitch to the, you know, to the partners that you wanted to put them in front of.
Right, and that's Pictor's experience. This is where our team we have our bruises and scars from past, where we are trying to pass on that knowledge and experience to the new companies to streamline their operations, to get straighter into that. And some of this involves our ability to then connect them with the right people. So that's where the SMEs that they meet with can help them. They may turn around and go, hey, we met with somebody and they're gonna connect us to an SBIR manager who might be interested in our topic. And those are the type of things we want to do. But that's also the type of work that we expect them to do at the PAC conference, to make these connections, to look for partnership opportunities, not only with other Hawaii companies or perhaps DOD or NOAA partners or other federal agency partners, but also with our companies from Japan.
Mm-hmm. And I do want you to talk a little bit about the JSTARX companies. But, you know, in terms of some of the mentors, the SMEs that you have on the weekly calls with the Hawaii Wave folks, give us some examples. I know some of the names might be recognizable to our audience.
So recently we had Eldon Ito.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know Eldon, kind of with some partners, really built up probably one of the largest IT service providers in the state and then that sold it. So, but his story was outstanding. And someone like that, a Hawaii-grown business, successful, sharing that type of experience with these new young companies is you can't put a value on it. It's, it's invaluable to these guys.
Were there any other mentors that you got a chance to hear from and learn from?
Yeah. So, you know, the other opportunities that we have through Hawaii Wave is to reach out one-on-one also with these mentors. So I got an opportunity to, you know, talk to some other people's. One of my former CEOs, Darren Kimura,
who was
the CEO of Live Action, now CEO of AI Squared. I had a chance to, you know, really talk to him about where I am as a business and, you know, what he sees as the growth area. And his background and his experience was really valuable, and it was just, you know, really great to hear. You know, there's other people that I also talked to, Julie Okunaka, who I also talked to. And you know, she, when I talked to her, I've known Julia for a while, but, you know, I showed her what I was working on. I talked to her about, you know, my approach and strategy. And she gives so, you know, very honest feedback to me. Mm-hmm. And that actually helped me view my product and my strategy a little bit differently and, mm-hmm. you know, to make moves forward from that. So, you know, everything has been so valuable.
Keith, how do you find these mentors? I mean, is it easy to convince them to be a part of your, you know, subject matter experts? Or do you have to, I mean, and a lot of them are doing it kind of voluntarily too, right?
They're all doing voluntarily. A lot of it is through our network, mm-hmm. people that we've worked with, that we trust, that trust us, but also people that have varied experience. So like Julia comes from a totally different field of a lot of our other mentors. I mean, we have people who are lieutenant colonels that are in Florida that are more than willing to continue to connect with the Hawaii companies. And that's the commitment they have to our industry to build it up, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know. And the honest feedback is really important because it's nice to listen to somebody and sugarcoat it. But these guys are here to try and make all of our companies successful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's unique about our program is we are really going to try and work as a group to all push everybody up and be successful.
You know, Chad, I mean, was there anything that any of the mentors said? And I think you kind of indicated that you really put some thought into what was shared with you. How much did you have to pivot or change or modify what you were doing based on some advice?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot, but it just helps. I hope to put things into a particular perspective. Like I said, you know, as builders, sometimes we get into these little boxes. And even when we conduct interviews or, you know, design sessions with mm-hmm. potential clients, we still kind of come from our particular point of view. And those clients aren't the ones to tell us exactly what they need all the time. But the mentors will come in from a different perspective, right? They're not clients, but they're there to give feedback mm-hmm. and based on their experience and based on who they've worked with before. So mm-hmm. that's really helpful. It just helped put another layer and perspective of what we're doing.
You know, Keith, I do want you to share a little bit about the JSTAR X companies because that's a kind of a key cohort. You've done it for 3 years. They are part of a Japan selection, right? Because it's the government of Japan wanting these companies to have a little bit more of an exposure. So why don't we hold that thought? We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Keith Matsumoto, Program Director over at Pictor, and Chad Kumabe, President at Second Wave Technologies. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Honolulu Waldorf School.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Keith Matsumoto. He's the program director over at the Pacific International Center for High-Tech Research and Chad Kumabe, president at Second Wave Technologies. And you know, Keith, the JSTAR X cohort, this is the third one. And you, Pictor, has sort of fostered this relationship with the government. So there's a government agency that's actually looking at companies in Japan and selecting them and presenting them to you, Pictor, and they are now part of this Hawaii cohort. Now, there's others that are out there, other companies that the Japan government has sort of picked, and they are off doing something else. But how did these particular 17 companies got put into your lap?
So we go through an actual recruitment process with some of our partners. We're partners with the Cambridge Innovation Center. I mentioned JETHRO, who's a Japan External Trade Organization. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is a program of JETHRO. They have numerous programs all over the world, but we're the only dual-use program. And so we have a number of applicants. We actually go through a screening process from October and November where we actually run through them. And we determine by score who's the best, the top groups. Now, we had more than 17 companies that would have qualified. Mm-hmm. But these are so highly sought after companies, they were actually in multiple programs.
Mm.
And there's some rules that they can't be in you can't be in two places at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the 17 that are coming. And if you look at the kind of the perspectives of these companies, we have companies doing robotics. Like we have another company doing VR eye tracking for health. We have people doing eye sensors for looking at kind of verification processes. We have a company that is looking at harvesting solar collected energy in space and transmitting it to the ground. We have a number of advanced manufacturing companies, guys doing brain activity monitoring, superhuman vision. Right.
I wouldn't want to be in that beam of that solar energy being sent back to Earth.
Apparently, it's safe. It's microwave, so apparently it's safe. But yeah, you're probably you don't want to be cooking eggs under that thing. Exactly. Right. But we have some outstanding companies, and these are all commercial companies.
So they've actually successfully built something, sold something, and are making money doing that.
Right. And so these are companies that are commercially successfully that the government would like them to pivot into the defense or encouraging them to pivot. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing that we're trying to do with the Hawaii companies, whether it's an agricultural company, an AI company like Chad's. It could be a simple building material company that we could adapt to work for the Department of Defense or other federal agencies as well.
I asked Chad this, but Chad, you know, is there an intersection between the Hawaii companies and the Japan companies, or is it pretty separate?
That's actually coming up, right? So we're going to have a chance next month to meet the JSTAR X companies. And, you know, we'll be able to network and talk story a little bit with them and learn more about their what they do, and we can tell them about ourselves.
And then, Keith, you know, with the JSTAR X companies, is the program similar to what Chad is going through in terms of the weekly kind of like mentor sessions or SME sessions? What is different between how you manage that cohort with Japan versus the Hawaii Wave?
So the Hawaii Wave program is primarily a virtual program, although there will be some in-person activity as we approach the PAC conference. And a lot of that would be to prepare the companies to present at PAC. So we would encourage people to come into PAC and hear our Hawaii companies, but also hear these outstanding Japanese companies as well. The JSTAR X program, I mentioned there was a pre-program that was online that we conducted while they were in Japan. This program that they're coming is in person, and it's intensive. They are going to be with us the majority of every day. They will be similar in the standpoint that they're going to be listening to SMEs and getting feedback. But they will be pitching. They will be presenting multiple times during the program. And again, it's to hone their skill to present to a U.S. market and other markets. The one thing that we found is because they're commercial companies, even in Japan, a lot of our past cohorts, their successes have been selling to their own Japanese military or to the military in Malaysia, because now they know how to speak to a Department of Defense type official that they didn't have exposure to while they were in Japan.
Now, the companies that are coming in from Japan, and like you said, this is the third cohort, some of the previous companies, I think in the second cohort, maybe even the first, there's some things that they are actually doing with your partners, but there's also some presence that they may start to establish here in Hawaii.
Yes.
Is that something you can share?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of companies from our first cohort that are looking at setting up initial manufacturing activities for the U.S. in Hawaii. And that's part of our goal, is to set Hawaii up as maybe not the final destination, but at least an initial way station where we can get them set up and operating, but also providing the type of support to our Hawaii economy as well and workforce. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to try and get these companies to come and expand to Hawaii and then subsequently to the U.S.
What is it that is, let's say, in front of establishing that presence? I know you said it's been about a year. Is there something that needs to happen to move that timeline?
Well, again, you know, we're talking about companies moving. They need to go ahead and raise the capital to move. They need to get board approvals. And some of it is some governmental approval. In Japan, you sort of need that blessing from the government to come, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they're very committed to supporting and working in Hawaii. And they love Hawaii. These guys love Hawaii, which is...
Well, who doesn't love Hawaii?
Who doesn't love Hawaii? Which is why we should be doing more tech development here.
Yeah. So this PAC conference is coming up. It's going to be later on in February. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about the format.
So it's February 25th through the 27th at the Japanese Cultural Center. It's daily. We have some panels, but there are no breakouts necessarily. And we have people from Australia coming in, people from Taiwan coming in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have someone from Okinawa coming in. So a lot of our partners are going to be coming in. We're featuring the Hawaii Wave companies and some HTDC SBIR companies. And we also are featuring people from Japan and obviously our JSRX companies. But a lot of work on some new initiatives between the U.S. and Japan called the Japan Marine Depot Initiative. And also some activity that we're working with in Alaska. So Alaska infrastructure upgrades.
So there's a lot of work that's going on prior to the companies presenting, right? Because I gather
Absolutely.
There's parts of your team that are actually pulling together like this Marine Depot project I've not heard of. And that's something that probably a lot of work is going into to develop the staging of that.
It's a significant work. PICTER has what is called a public-private partnership agreement with the Marine Depot Maintenance Command.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for us to help the Marines establish depots within allied nations, of which we're starting the in Japan primarily today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what would you like to see as a success kind of like coming out of the PAC conference?
Lots of partnerships, lots of contracts, lots of Hawaii companies getting government contracts out of this, but also partnerships between Hawaii companies and Japanese companies, and the Japanese companies setting up operations here, and you know, the growth of the Hawaii tech industry through maybe some dual use work.
So, like in terms of like you said, Taiwan is coming. Who from Taiwan? Is that a U.S. kind of or is that a Taiwanese?
Well, we're looking at. But I mean, right now, more academics. We're hoping to set up similar programs with Taiwan and Australia as well.
Oh, good.
Potentially Korea and the Philippines.
So if, you know, people want to find out more about the PAC conference, where can they go? Where can they actually register? What do you suggest they go look at?
So PICTER.org/PAC, P-A-C-T. Or you can use the Hoover app if you have it. And search for PAC 2026.
I'll put that down in our show notes for later on. Keith Matsumoto is the program director over at PICTER, and Chad Kumabe is the president of Second Wave Technologies. Hey, I want to thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And of course, thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the 100th Battalion Seeds of Aloha. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.